Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So the nurses at St. Vincent's Hospital in Massachusetts filed an unfair labor practice charge with the National Labor Relations Board against their owner, Dallas-based Tenet Healthcare. This is the longest strike in Massachusetts, the longest nursing strike in Massachusetts history. I think they went out sometime early in March. And the thing that gets me is, and I say this all the time about these kind of strikes, you get these companies who will spend untold fortunes just to deny the simple things that working people need, like a decent wage, decent health care, a little bit of retirement security, better working conditions. They will spend untold fortunes. And as I understand at this point, they've spent in excess of $100 million. And I got to question you. If they spent that $100 million on better wages, hours, conditions for the nurses that they had that made them one of the top 10 best hospitals in the state, do you think they could have even gone higher and better? But this is about control and power. And ultimately, me, in my view, it's always about breaking the union. But here to share some thoughts on what's going on in Massachusetts' longest nursing strike, I've asked Marlena Pellegrino to come talk with us. Marlena is a 35-year nurse at St. Vincent's Hospital. She's also on the negotiating committee there. Marlena, thanks for taking time for us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So am I getting this right? This Tenet Healthcare from Dallas? From Dallas. I don't know why a Dallas company is owning a hospital in Massachusetts, but that's another argument. Right. That they've spent $100 million on this so far?
Absolutely. I think it's in excess of $100 million. We went on strike on March 8th for safe patient care, actually advocating for our patients, nothing to do with wages, trying to work with this company for over 2.5 years before we went on strike, doing everything we could to avoid this. But in the end, they dismissed our concerns, and we had to take that step that we didn't want to, last resort. And we've been out on the sidewalk for 177 days standing up for our patients.
So, you know, this is the thing that gets me. I mean, you guys, you the nurses, the people who work in hospitals, the people who last year were calling frontline heroes and essential, and, you know, we were applauding in public. Granted, I don't know that they gave you any raises or even a pat on the back as an atta girl, but,
no.
You know, I'm looking at this going, is this how we treat our heroes?
Yeah, well, apparently this is how Tenet Healthcare Corporation, this is their, unfortunately, a for-profit, you know, multi-billion-dollar company. They really have no roots in our community. We're a community hospital, and they have come in and basically they've stripped every bit of the identity of St. Vincent Hospital, a very over 125-year-old Catholic-based hospital. They've tried to strip us of our identity, of our ability to actually advocate for our patients. And as soon as a certain administrative group came in over the last 2.5 years, a certain CEO, we could see the changes right away. There was undermining of our union rights immediately. There was anything that we did that she did not agree with was seen as something that needed to be very punitive. It's been a very toxic work environment, and at this time, they have been undermining our strike as we have been on strike before we went on strike, as we have been on strike, and up until this date, they are undermining our ability to maintain our strike by intimidating our nurses, by coercing them, by retaliating against us for illegally going out on strike. It's very distressing at this time, and we could have had an agreement about 2 weeks ago. We met after a very, you know, very long strike, and we could have come to an agreement on the prime issue we're fighting for is safer patient care, more registered nurses at the bedside. It basically comes down to if they put a few more nurses on every shift, we would not be on strike, and they would not be spending this money. But it's really about ego and power and control for them. So at this time, they're denying us our right to go back to work to our same exact jobs. And we've not been able to settle the strike because of their, you know, their unlawful behavior.
So, really, you know, and really looking sad. At this, the question I always ask, because, you know, if it's not about money, it's not about wages, it's not about benefits, it's not about those things. It's really about making the hospital a better place by giving better care to patients, something I would think a hospital would want. Then is it about breaking the union? Is it about, you know, just getting the union out so that they have dictatorial control and to hire and fire and discipline and do whatever they want, however they want, whenever they want?
Yeah, 100%. We felt that 100%. Before we went out, those threats were made. It was made known that they want on our union, the Massachusetts Nurses Association, they want them out of the hospital. They don't want us to have a legalized voice in any way. And they've made that very clear with every action they've taken, that the larger issue, the larger agenda, of that, there's a very sinister agenda here, is that they do not want us to have a union in that hospital. And I believe that they are trying to make an example of us. They own about 67 or 68 hospitals across this country, multiple hundreds of surgical centers across this country, many not in the Northeast, where I live. And they definitely are trying to set an example for their other facilities by trying to break our union in our hospital, which will set a precedent for them across all of their hospitals. It's very, very dangerous, and it's not only dangerous for workers like nurses, but it is very, very dangerous for patients. You know, patients, obviously, if you're in the hospital, you're very vulnerable. You're at a time in your life where you need extra care. You need someone to be at your bedside. You need someone to meet your needs. And it's not a CEO or an administrator that comes into your hospital room 24 hours a day providing comfort or pain medication or education. And it's very, very sad that they call themselves a healthcare corporation, and they would actually put their own self-interest, their own ego and need for power and control over the safety of our patients are suffering in Worcester. In our Worcester community, this hospital has closed beds, done everything they can to keep us out of the hospital while our patients are going without care, and they're receiving very poor care from the nurses that they've flown in from all over the country. And it's mind-boggling to caregivers like myself and the 700 nurses I work with. We can't even wrap our head around that kind of lack of compassion. We just think, what is wrong with these people's soul? Actually, we're confounded. But we stand strong. I mean, you have to. I mean, patients' lives are on the line.
No, and good on you. I've been following this for some time, and you know, look, one day longer. But you know, I'm looking at this and going, you know, these corporations have no soul. They're not people. No matter what Mitt Romney says, it's all about the bottom line, and they're proving it. And look, the scab nurses that they bring across your picket line, they're not the best and brightest. If they were, they would be on somewhere, taking care of patients there. But what do you say to the people, Marlena, who go, you know, if you care about the patients that much, you know, why go on strike? Isn't there a better way?
I wish there was a better way. And if anyone knows nurses, you know that a nurse's strike is very, very unusual. And to have nurses on strike for 6 months, you have to question the leadership of the hospital that would allow their nurses to get to that point where they are so despondent. Every shift, we were so despondent that we felt that we had no choice. We were forced out the door. We for 2.5 years, we tried every measure that we could, meeting with management, every unsafe staffing report. We took a no confidence vote in the CEO. We signed petitions, hundreds and hundreds of us. We wore buttons. We had informational tickets. We had standouts. We had staffing symposiums. We had negotiations. Not one thing worked. They basically disregarded every concern that their professional registered nurses have. It's really a slap in the face to our profession as well. I mean, we hold a license to practice nursing. If we're telling the administration, who do not hold medical degrees, that it's unsafe to care for this number of patients or this acuity of patients, we're telling the truth. I mean, our job is to care for patients. So at a certain point, you reach the point that if you're leaving every day, your license is in jeopardy, you know your patients are unsafe, and the hospital will not listen to you, you take that larger step, if you have to, and you take it outside to the street to let the community know this is what's going on. in the hopes that in the end it makes it better for everyone. If you sweep these things under the rug, as these corporations do, if you let them beat you into submission, if you sell your soul to the devil, which is what we say, I mean, it's just straight up what we say, then you are consistent in their behavior. And at some point you do, the group of nurses I work with, we felt we needed to take this on. It's not something we wanted to do, and it's not something that you do lightly. Like I said, it was in the making for close to 2 years. So, it's something that these corporations force workers to do, and it's very sad. It can be avoided if they actually cared about their patients and cared about the safety of their patients.
Yeah, if they just sat down and bargained in good faith. And I don't, from what I've been seeing, I don't see the good faith because I don't know anybody who wants to go on strike. It's the absolute last arrow in the quiver. And it sounds like you guys were pushed to the extremes. And look, you're right. At some point, you've got to take the last stand and say, we've done all we can do. Because look, I've been in the hospital a couple of times. I've been very fortunate. Haven't ever really, really been sick. But the handful of times that I've spent a night in the hospital, the nurses have always been fabulous. They've always been the people who've, told me what to expect. They've always been there to have a comforting word, to educate, to do all the things you said. I can't imagine them being stressed to the point that the stories that I'm hearing now, and not being able to do their job, and just exhausted and worn out. Because my fear is these corporations keep pushing you. Eventually, all the good people leave, and all we're left with are the scab nurses who are willing to cross your picket line.
Right, yeah. And that's something we don't want. That, nurses have, we're not a stranger to hard work or challenges. And I think there obviously there's nursing is a female dominated profession. And I believe that is, we have wonderful, male nurses, and we have lots of them, but to be frank, it is still a female-dominated profession. And I think corporations like this, they take that as a sign of weakness. They don't realize how strong nurses are. And if you back us into a corner and our patients' lives are at risk, we are going to take that stand and stand up for our patients. There's nothing worse than having an assignment of patients that you know where you're choosing which patient you're going to give care to and which patient you're not going to get to. When a hospital corporation administration puts you in that position, that's a very bad position to be in. It's not something that a professional registered nurse wants to do, and they'll do anything to stand up and advocate for what their patients need. We were talking about patient safety. I've been a nurse a long time, as you said, 35 years. And I celebrated my 35th year anniversary on the picket line, advocating for patients on the street and not at the bedside, which I would prefer to do. We miss nursing our patients, but, when you push nurses to that point, they will stand up and do the right thing. And in the last 3 months that I worked before we went out on strike, I saw more patients fall in those 3 to 4 months than I have in 35 years. That's a problem. That's a problem that lack of staffing, lack of resources. And when this hospital, during COVID, they furloughed nurses, they sent nurses home, they made sure we had the minimum amount of staff while they made money off of a pandemic. That is something that cannot be tolerated.
That's just evil.
It's just disgraceful. Plain old evil.
So, right. So, two quick questions. One, community support is ultimately one of the most important things you can get. What kind of response are you getting from folks in the community? Because, look, you're part of the community. What kind of responses are you getting from folks?
The Worcester community we are humbled by the support we have received for the 6 months we've been on strike and in the months before that. We have been, Worcester is, it's a very labor-friendly town. We're a very, a blue-collar city. Our patients are our friends. They're our neighbors. They're our family members. They know us by name. We're a community hospital. And they have been solely behind us, really the entire way. We're out on the picket line till midnight every, 18 hours a day for 6 months straight. The beeps, the waves, the people stopping by our strike office. to offer support, offer donations, bring us food and coffee on the line, have cookouts for us. And they stop on the way, even out of the hospital, patients stop and say, you know, keep going, you're doing the right thing, you know, you're supporting us. It's really been an unbelievable experience, something you don't want to have to do, but you can see that the community understands that the nurses are the ones that care for them, and we're doing this for our patients, though it's very hard to do. So they've been really amazing.
I give you credit. Keep up the great fight. How can we help?
Well, you can get the word out that St. Vincent Hospital nurses are still on strike, and that 10 Healthcare Corporation is conducting some unlawful anti-union strike busting tactics, and that people stay tuned. And you know, we do have a website. There are donations to the St. Vincent Hospital Nurses Strike Fund. Obviously, it's a lot of months on strike, and just be on the lookout for the truth. Nurses are telling the truth, and just keep up the fight for fighting for unionized workers, and know that we're doing what we can to care for our patients. So, we just want people to be aware of what this corporation is capable of, what they're trying to do to us, and to help that not happen.
Do you have a strike fund? Do you guys have any strike funds or anything that folks can donate
to?
Yes,
we do. We have a strike fund. We have a website, St. Vincent Hospital Nurses Strike Fund, that you can donate to.
All right, we'll get a link out to, hopefully folks will donate a couple of bucks to help you guys out, because I know these are trying times for folks. Stay the course one day longer. I appreciate the time.
Yes.
I hope you'll come back and
yes,
share
sure.
some thoughts as this continues, and hopefully it's short, and hopefully you win.
Thank you so much. Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Good, thanks. Thanks so much, Marlena Pellegrino. Look, this is, as she said, this isn't something people want. This isn't that you wake up and go, oh, I think we're going to go on strike today. No, they were pushed into this by a corporation who clearly wanted to take their union from them. And good on them for standing up to the fight. Let's take a quick break. Right back. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show.
Saving work in America, one show at a time. The Rick Smith Show.